Look, up in the sky, it will not be a bird, it will not be a plane.
It will not be Superman, although how cool would that be?
Mm-hmm.
It will be the annual Perseid meteor shower, also pretty cool, and it's coming to the Northern Hemisphere this weekend. Joining us for a preview is Here and Now's resident sky watcher, Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor of Sky and Telescope magazine. Welcome back.
Hello again.
So, you know, I remember when I was a kid watching this thing from an island off the coast of Maine with almost no light pollution, and ever since then I have never been able to get as good of a view of these meteors. What are we supposed to do this weekend?
We hope to get you close, Jeremy.
Right.
So Sunday night and Monday night will be the peak of this week-long shower. In fact, I saw one just a couple of nights ago. Mm-hmm. These are little bits that enter the Earth's atmosphere, burn up 50 miles up, and create a brief streak of light. If you've got a really dark place, like in Maine, you might see one a minute, maybe one every 2 minutes. And it'll be a show that goes on all night long, beginning 9 or 10 o'clock, but getting better as the hours go on toward dawn.
And there's not going to be much of a moon this year at all.
Absolutely. And, you know, meteors are a little bit like the sand on the beach. There's a lot of little ones for every big one. So the darker your skies, the more you will see.
All across the country?
All across the country.
Oh, cool. And tell us more about what they are. And that brings us to your grape nuts.
Grape nuts. So these are little bits of debris, little dusty bits, shed by a comet called Swift-Tuttle, discovered by Mr. Swift and Mr. Tuttle. And grape nut cereal, we've got a little tray here in the studio, if you can imagine. They're little nuggets, and that's about the size, you know, large grains of sand or maybe up to the size of a pea. And when they hit the atmosphere, 37 miles per second, they transfer all that energy to the air around them, and that's where we get those streaks of light.
Wait, they're that big?
Yeah, they're that big.
Wow.
Were you expecting bigger or smaller?
Well, no, I mean, because...
That's why the grape nuts are here. Yeah, this is a grape nut cereal, for those of you who can imagine it or go down and buy one, are about the right size. You know, they're maybe up to an eighth of an inch across, and it's a great analog.
That's what I'm saying. That's all they
that's
are.
All.
And then
oh,
we
yeah.
see them from Earth. That's amazing.
If I threw one at you at 37 miles a second, I promise you, you'd feel it.
Well, we thought you were going to throw them around the studio. But so we can see them. And why do they come so frequently? What's happening there?
So
regularly,
this comet is going around the sun in a long looping orbit. And every August, like clockwork, the Earth plows through the orbit of that comet. And that's when we get peppered with these little things. So it's like bits of debris, and it's very regular. Meteor showers, there's maybe a dozen of them every year, and the Perseids are one or two best, in part because they're going so fast. They create a lot of fireballs, especially in early evening. So start looking as soon as it really gets dark, at like 9 o'clock at night.
Can
look anywhere in the sky.
And do we know how this year's will compare to years past?
They're very dependable. That's one thing about the Perseids. They're a proven performer. So you want to get somewhere where it's dark. No street lights or porch lights in your view. No telescopes are needed. Just look up anywhere it's really dark in the sky and let it happen.
And be thinking, you know, they are as big as a grape nut, and we can see them so bright. That's amazing, Kelly. Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. For more on the Perseids and when to see them in your neck of the woods, go to hereandnow.org. Kelly, thanks as always.
Thanks, Kelly.
Great pleasure.
I'll never eat my grape nuts and look at them the same way again.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.